You're listening to the audio production of Liberalism is a Mental Disorder, Savage Solutions, by Michael Savage, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Vince Wallace. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit harperchristianaudio.com.
To the American Soldier. Preface. The conservative movement is dead. I take no pleasure in making that observation. Let's face facts. Most of the red state politicians fail to comprehend that the American people are behind them and that the people want them to push through Congress a real conservative agenda. I wish that these empty suits and skirts would provide the leadership necessary to defend America from those who would do her harm instead of taking the side of the enemy. Can you think of one speech wherein the Republican leadership has expressed a desire to protect our borders, our language, or our culture? Without those three fundamental pillars of society, no nation can survive, except for a few minor utterances about cultural issues with little or no follow-up. There has been scant support for these conservative principles or values. On my radio show over the last decade, people have repeatedly called expressing their fears that our national sovereignty is diminishing and that this country will be sold out to an international New World Order. They fear that American citizens will no longer have the protections of our U.S. Constitution, that it will be replaced by a constitution forged by the United Nations. No longer will we have the Bill of Rights to protect us. It will be a new, watered-down Bill of Wrongs from the new ruling bureaucrats. The concern that American law will be subjected to international law is not an empty fear. Case in point, in January of 2005, the Mexican government meddled with an Arizona state law, Proposition 200, which had been passed overwhelmingly by the voters of Arizona. This measure mandated three things. It required proof of citizenship to vote in Arizona elections. It denied illegal aliens from receiving taxpayer benefits, and it instructed state employees who discover ineligible applicants to report violators to the authorities. As a border state with a severe illegal alien problem, primarily from Mexico, Arizonans took reasonable measures to defend themselves from illegals who were exploiting the system. Even 40% of Mexican Americans in Arizona voted yes on 200. The reaction south of the border was criminal and terroristic. The Mexican government was so angered by Arizona's attempt to restrict public benefits and deny voting privileges for non-U.S.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?